tell you it's the official one.
Can you hold that backdrop? Didn't I?
Oh, my arms are
killing. Good morning. I'm going to be... Let me just... I always think it's encouraging when someone gets up to preach and they put a timer on. So, that you're not going to be forever. We've been doing a sermon series based on Isaiah chapter 9, and I'll just read it quickly to you. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, it says this: "For a child is born to us, a son is given, the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. His government and his peace will never end." So, I'm doing Prince of Peace this morning, which is the last one in the series. Going to be talking about Jesus, and that whole, just for a bit of context, I'm going to pray in a minute, but just for a bit of context, it's like that whole part of Isaiah, it's all about Jesus. It's all about the future, and Isaiah is speaking 700-800 years before Jesus is born, about what God is going to do. And it starts actually in chapter 7. And obviously, if I read all the way from chapter 7 to 9, you'd be like, my timer would be going. It says this. It says, "The Lord himself," this is in verse 14 of chapter 7, "the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She'll give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And that was one of the other ones. Emmanuel, God with us. And it's talking about Jesus. That's what I want to talk about this morning. But let's just pray. Lord, I thank you that you're here this morning. And I pray that you speak to us and help us to hear what you're saying. And help us to have fun this morning and enjoy this meeting, Lord. And just speak into our hearts, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Prince of Peace. You know, I was thinking about that, and I thought it'd be fun to look it up, you know. So, because I think one of the things with modern society that people really lack, almost more than anything else, is peace. And I thought, wonder what would happen if I looked it up on Google and see what it says. So I looked up finding peace, and the first one was 15 points to do today to have peace in your life. I don't know about you, but I feel stressful at the thought of having to do 15 things. I just saw the title and I thought, man, I feel worn out already. And I haven't even started reading it. And then the next one was 8 things you could do. I don't know if they're any different to the 15. And that was to do with Buddhism. And then there was one about finding peace. And it was a psychological study. And it says you had to put plants in your house. And you had to eat outside as well. Which I don't know where... They obviously weren't British, because I thought, that's definitely not going to give me peace. Looked out the window and I thought, no way, that's not going to make me feel peaceful. And then there was another one, it was 20 things to find peace. And I thought, dear me, that's a lot, isn't it? I don't even know if I can even remember those if I go through them. Because everyone's looking for peace, but there's a kind of peace that Jesus brings that's different. It's different to all of those things. I remember before I went to university, and I'd kind of really made a strong commitment to God before I went, and something had happened in my life, which I won't tell you the story of, but I'd really met God, you know. If you like, I'd fully become a Christian. And I remember I used to sit in the living room in our halls of residence, and I shared it with 9 other guys, and you can imagine what a mess the place was. I mean, like, we just... If you wanted to eat something, you had to wash some dishes first. It was disgusting. But anyway, I used to sit in the living room and sometimes like my housemates would come in and they thought it was a bit strange that I could sit in the living room on my own without any music on, without watching telly, and without reading a book. And without, you know, they didn't have like much mobile phones in them days, but without like filling my head with stuff. And it intrigued me. And you know, I realized that actually none of them could do that. None of them could bear to be alone with their own thoughts. They had to drown it out. Today, people pick up mobile phones. You know, if you've got 5 minutes spare, you pick up your phone and sort of, you distract yourself all the time. But if you've got real inner peace, you don't need to do that. You can sit in a room on your own and you've got peace. And the only truth is, the only way we can find that is through Jesus. I think I kind of proved that myself during that time that I was able to do that. That I can just sit there because I've got Jesus. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That's what it announces in the Bible. Jesus is the only thing that can give you peace in your life. True peace, true inner peace, true life, true sense of like, I'm at peace and I'm all right. You know, all the other peace, it's kind of like, I'm old enough to remember the Cold War. I was only a kid, you know, at the time. And people lived their lives, you know, in Western Europe. They lived their lives normally. Life was good, you know, it was better than it was in the East. But there was always a threat of nuclear war. You see, it wasn't really peace. It was getting on with your life and pretending that something terrible might not happen instantly and wipe it all out. It's a calmness, but it's not peace. And we can be like that as human beings. We can have a calmness and we can live our lives. We can fill our lives with stuff and we can be successful and we can have a great job and we can live our lives and do well. Or we can do, you know, rubbish or whatever, you know, whatever your life is. But there's still something missing. There's still something that we're not actually facing up to. So you want to be able to sit in that room on your own with your own thoughts. You see, what comes into our minds in those times is the big questions of life. What happens when I die? What's the point of it all? Why am I even here? How am I going to sort this out or that out? And unless we have God in our life, unless we have the person who invented it all, then we can't have answers to those questions. The answers don't even exist. But if we know God, then the answers are there instantly. You know, I said I went to university, I got an electrical engineering degree. The other leaders in the church, they're both doctors. It's not a kind of anti-scientific thing to, you know, to believe in God. In fact, most of the winners of the science prizes, the Nobel Prizes for chemistry and physics, and most of them were, you know, believe in God. It's very rare to find an atheist among them. So it's perfectly natural to believe in God and know God. And there's a kind of cliche that Christians talk about, but thing with cliches is that they kind of have to be true as well. And there's something that we say as Christians, we say every other religion is about people trying to find God. And Christianity is unique because it's God finding us. Well, it might be a cliche, but it's actually true. You know, this morning, God is knocking on the door of our heart. It says in Revelation 3:20, it says, I stand at the door. It's talking about the door of your heart. It says, I stand at the door and knock. This is Jesus saying it. And he says, if you'll open the door, then I'll come in. Then we'll have a meal together, it says. And that's what Jesus is doing this morning to every one of us. Whether we're Christians or not, God wants to come into our life. You can't find God by looking for him. But the good news is he's already found you. And actually, if we're willing to listen and have that moment of quiet, we can almost hear it. And if you want him to come in, you can have that this morning. You can't have it by looking for him. And you can't have it by researching it. And none of those things are bad, actually. But if you want him, you can have him instantly without having to go through any of that process. All you have to say is, Jesus, come into my life. And when you do that, he'll come into your life and you'll find peace and you'll find the answers to many of the questions as well. I was reading yesterday in Isaiah 28, verse 12, it says this. It says, God has told his people Here is a place of rest. Let the weary rest here, this place of rest and quiet. But they would not listen. God's provided a place of rest for us. God's provided a place of peace for us. But we have to listen. We have to say, okay, Jesus, I'll have it. Okay, I'll open the door and I'll let you in. God was saying to his people, he says, you've had this opportunity. I've given you a place. It's easy. Elsewhere it says, you know, who will, you know, look for God? And it's like, he's not far away. He's actually close at hand. You don't have to go and look for him. He's right there. And, you know, if you want him this morning, then you can have him. And you can have the Prince of Peace in your life. You can have that peace fully in your heart and fully in every part of it. We know the carol that says, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth to all mankind. It's a slight misquote, actually, because what it actually says is, to all those whom God is pleased. That's what the angels actually said. So the peace on earth is actually for those who know God. The angels didn't say peace on earth to all people. But the good news, if you want to know God, then he's made himself available to everyone. Right now, you can have him. And it's real. I don't have to be clever. I could preach a scientific sermon, which would be interesting. It would take a long time. But there's something better, actually, which is really not that complicated. If you want to know God, you can have him. And all you have to do is say, yes, Jesus, I want you in my life. You just receive him, and everything else transforms from that point on. You'll never, ever regret it. Let's just pray. Let's just, we're going to finish here because it's just a short sermon this morning. Let's just pray. If we bow our heads and, you know, if you want that this morning, you know, you may be in different places. You may not know God. You may know God fully and he's really in your life. You may be a long way from what you might call a long way from God at the moment, but you kind of know him. But for all of those people, maybe this morning we need to invite Jesus into our life afresh. So why don't we do that together? And if you want to do that, why don't you join with me? And we just say yes to Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life right now. I want you in my heart. I want to know you. And I want you to fill me with peace. I don't have answers to all the problems in my life. But I want you to fix them for me today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. If you've said that for the first time this morning, then I'd love to chat to you, or Tom as well, who's the leader here. We'd love to chat to you about it. Yeah. Amen.